From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Microsoft and the Justice Department are reportedly close to an agreement to resolve their long-running court battle. News reports say the two sides are fine-tuning language to settle the antitrust suit before a court-imposed deadline tomorrow. Microsoft's rivals don't like the deal that is emerging, and they're urging the government's attorneys to demand stricter sanctions against the software giant. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Details of the agreement are still being worked out, but it appears the two sides have agreed to focus on requirements that would give other companies more bargaining power when they make deals with Microsoft. For example, Microsoft would have to allow other software makers to look at the code inside the Windows operating system. Microsoft's been accused of setting up roadblocks so rival software products don't work as well as Microsoft programs do. Another example, computer manufacturers would have more freedom to choose the layout of the opening screen users see when they turn on their machines. Previously, Microsoft required that its software have prominent placement on the computer desktop. That's what may be in the agreement. Microsoft's rivals are upset about what's not in it.
We strongly urge the Justice Department and the State Attorney General, even at this late stage, to reject this latest proposal.
Ken Walsh is with the Software and Information Industry Association. For years, he's pushed for government sanctions against Microsoft. Now he's worried the government is set to give up. He's upset that there might not be any restrictions on Microsoft's power to bundle software with Windows. This whole suit got started when the company began giving away a free internet browser with Windows. Ken Walsh says this agreement won't be worth much if Microsoft can continue to eat up competitors by adding new features.
Microsoft certainly should be able to improve its operating system, but what Microsoft has done is added a bunch of independent products and prevented alternative technologies from finding a place in the marketplace.
Microsoft just released Windows XP. This upgrade to the operating system includes a slew of new software that other companies have been trying to market separately, such as digital photography software and a music and video player. Microsoft opponents say to be effective, any agreement must shut down Microsoft's ability to create products like XP. After all, they say, a federal appeals court has ruled that Microsoft used tactics like this to maintain its monopoly, and that was illegal. Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli could cite that ruling and say that the settlement needs to be tougher. But Howard University law professor Andrew Gavel says she probably won't.
She may ask, why, if this was prohibited, is it not included in the settlement? And presumably the government will have to respond. But the mere fact that something was included in the Court of Appeals decision but is not specifically covered by the settlement would probably not be grounds for refusing to approve the settlement.
A judge in earlier Microsoft litigation tried to make a consent decree harder on Microsoft. He ended up getting thrown off a case by an appeals court. Even if the judge is happy with the agreement, 18 states' attorneys general may not be. They've been pushing for stricter sanctions against Microsoft. Professor Gavel says that the states could continue to go after Microsoft on their own.
And remember that technically there are two cases that have been consolidated all along. If they don't agree on a settlement, the two cases would just become separated, meaning that the federal government could settle its case, but the states could continue to pursue their own case, or any number of states.
Microsoft will clearly breathe a sigh of relief if it can put this business behind it, and the government will too, as long as the Department of Justice can convince Microsoft rivals that this agreement really is a punishment. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.